you've let them put the fear on you. Stand and deliver. Not a word you heard is true. But if there's nothing you can say.
Hello there, my fellow tax slaves. Here on the plantation of Slanlandia. How's it going?
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him. Excuse me.
You know, I just recently put up the video where Mr. Root was arrested at county council in October here in South Carolina, Kershaw County, South Carolina. Somebody commented on it. Where the hell, what state is this? But all this, we see government overreach all over the place and all, but when you come into county council now, there's always a popo there to do the little wandy thing. You got to wand you, wand up and down and all, empty your pockets and everything. That's relatively recent. It's been in the last year or so. And, you know, at the courthouses here, you got to go through a metal detector and all kinds of stuff to get in. What are they afraid of? I mean, is it that the media push this idea of right-wing extremist and domestic terrorist and all that kind of stuff? At county council, it's interesting, even at the courthouse, the officials, the people that work there, the people that the county councilman, for instance, the county councilman just walks right on through. He doesn't get wanded or anything. Now, every one of those policemen down there know who I am. Every single one of them. And they know I'm no threat. They know all that. And yet I get wanded while the county council doesn't. Now, why is that? What makes them so special? I used to say when they're elected, they get to be honorable. And we know that's not true. How do they get to be trusted by everybody and yet I'm not trusted? They don't trust the American people. What are they afraid of? They've driven this fear, the mainstream media and all the alphabet agencies. Why are they arming up? Why is the IRS buying tons and tons of bullets? What are they afraid of? I say something every time I go through there. Look, I'm not a terrorist. You guys know me, you know. I feel like a damn victim. I feel like I'm getting raped at gunpoint. Government's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody commented, why didn't somebody help Mark? Stand up for Mark. People aren't going to stand up. They're too afraid of the government, unfortunately. I did not agree with what happened. I thought that the sheriff escalated instead of de-escalating. I thought Mark pressed the issue. I would have not done it that way, but I do stand for his right to speak. I don't agree with the county council's rule of 5-minute limit at 30 minutes, and anytime you go over 6 people on there, the minutes get cut down. Mark had a 5-minute speech, and everybody, I don't remember how many people were signed up, but there was only 3 minutes each. So he had 2 minutes to go, and of course he was interrupted many, many times. But county councils, there's no rhyme or reason, because some people do get to speak longer, some people don't. different words at different times. I was hammered down for using the word steal one time. I've used it multiple times since and nothing's happened. I use the word damn and I get called out and everything, and my minutes keep running. So, you know, government's out of control. If you're going to have it, you better do that. I don't know how you chain it down. But there is a monopoly on violence and power. Power to tax, power to steal, power to regulate, power to tell you where you're going to build and where you're not going to build. That goes to their head. And then they become geniuses. I've said it for a long time. These boys, you get elected, you become a damn genius. And then they call you honorable. And then they name shit after you. Time we do rethink. Government indoctrination for 15,000 hours has got us believing that democracy and the Constitution and all this is going to protect us, and that our civil duty is to go vote every 2 years and replace the rascals when they don't do what they're supposed to do. That don't work. If you haven't figured that out yet, I'm sorry. Time you do your own homework. But I guess everybody's going to do what they're going to do. And Americans are getting more and more upset. And as things get worse and worse and the boot of tyranny comes crashing in on them, well, at some point, like Gerald Celente says, when you lose everything, you got nothing to lose. So that's what's going to happen. I wish everybody would stand up and say no right now before it gets that far, but I guess they ain't. Anyway, just some thoughts today on this beautiful Saturday the Lord has given us. Till next time, peace.